USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Excerpts of a new book about President Trump were printed in the Washington Post. The article said that the president intentionally downplayed the pandemic and lied about its severity initially. The president, who knew he was being recorded by Bob Woodward, said he knew the virus was very serious, but in public he laughed it off.
It goes through air, Bob.
Woodward recorded 9 hours of interviews with the president for his new book, Rage. On February 7th, the president told Woodward that COVID-19 was airborne and much more deadly than the flu.
This is deadly stuff.
But then later in public, he said the coronavirus was like the flu.
Wash your hands, stay clean.
He told Woodward on March 19th,
I wanted to always play it down.
Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
the last thing we can show is panic.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has a warning as several large wildfires tear through the state. She says 5 cities were lost to the blazes.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
She says the situation looks bleak because of the windy weather.
Early reports indicate that the towns of Detroit in Central Oregon, Blue River and Vida in Lane County, and Phoenix and Talent in Southern Oregon are substantially destroyed.
Brown says for the first time ever, she's invoked the Fire Conflagration Act for the entire state. That gives the state's fire marshal the ability to direct resources wherever they're needed.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenge statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.